Okay. Okay, I'm going to just answer these ones without doing anything. Oh, because these are a lot of questions and there's going to be a lot of spanking. And after that blackout coming that I just did, my Hitachi needs a little bit of a break. I think I need a little bit of a break from the masturbation thing. Just a little bit. I'll get back to it, don't worry. Okay. These are from I drive the bus backward. Water. Okay. Have you ever been in a situation where you came dangerously close to jumping onto someone and just letting your passion run wild with them? Details, please. God, I have. And it was very, it's actually a memory that I love going back to. It involves some heavy petting, and it took every part of me not to just fuck the person. That's a, you know, that also happened when I was 19. But you know, there's only the two times. They're the only times that I've come dangerously close. No, that's not true. I've come close to actually jumping people before. I just remembered that. I have a thing with, again, voices and smell. So if you have a good voice and you smell good, it takes everything in me not to fuck you. So yeah, that's that's yeah. So I've probably only come close a couple times. Like I said, the one was in a bedroom with the guy. Oh, came close. He had a nice cock. But he smoked. I don't smoke. I've never smoked, and I don't know. I mean, I don't think I would mind if someone was a smoker, but he smoked. And he had really good stubble, though, so I like stubble. The two times, both of them had stubble. So yes, that I like the feel of stubble on my face and breasts. Yeah, I'm getting distracted. Moving on. If you were kidnapped by aliens and asked to breed for them in order to save their race, just once would do. Would you or would you not? If not, what would it take to change your mind? You know, if they were like the creepy little green men, it would take, you know what? It would take them giving me some kind of awesome power that just doing that, snapping my finger, would give me immediate, full-on, mind-blowing orgasm. I know I come close to it, but something where I don't have to do anything. I don't have to, like, you know, it gets tiring after a while. My arms are tired. My wrist is tired. I'm exhausted at this point of all the edging and spanking and stuff. So I think having the ability to, like, do that stuff without having to put too much effort into it would be it. That said, if they were, like, hot aliens, I'd fuck them in a heartbeat. It wouldn't, please. I would do it. I'd breed with them. I'd have little weird, like, Na'vi style weird freakish aliens. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Have you ever spent a whole day with the bullet vibe hidden inside of you? If not, would you? If so, details please. I have not. It's still new. So I haven't taken it out yet. I plan to. I don't know if I could do a full day. I do want to get a pair of those, that butterfly thing, like the panty thing, that it fits inside of you and it just, like, you can turn it on and off all day. I definitely want to get one of those. And when I do get one of those, if I get one of those, they're not cheap, I would. And I'm sure there will be many audios of that day. So, yeah. Would you consider getting your nipples pierced? I used to have them both pierced. When I was 18, I got them pierced. My nipples actually have a bit of scar tissue from them. The one, it kind of like worked its way halfway out and I had to remove it. One side of my body likes to reject piercings. I used to have my lip pierced on that side and it never healed. So for some reason, like the left or the right side of my body doesn't like piercings. So I had to take that one out. I had the other one for probably about a year longer. Until I fucked up trying to stretch it to the next size, and had to remove it because it started giving me some issues. But I do want to get my left nipple pierced again. I should be able to. It would be going through scar tissue, so it'd probably hurt more. But you all know me. I like pain. I don't mind. So yeah, that's actually something that I'm planning to do in the next year. to get the one pierced again, because I really did miss it. It felt amazing. But unfortunately, I can't have the right one done, so that's kind of a shame, because I really enjoyed having them both done. So, would you fuck a robot? Yeah, of course I would. I fuck something that plugs in all the time. yeah, so I definitely, I would have nothing against fucking a robot. I bet robots would be good. I mean, if you're a robot, you could, like, vibrate and gyrate and do all sorts of, you know, electric stuff, and it'd be fun. I would totally, totally fuck a robot. Hell yeah. that said, I would fuck a Cyberman. If you don't know what that is, you're not a Doctor Who fan. Look it up. Okay. So this is... Oh, I adore you. Hairbrush on the feet, bristle side, yeah, and wooden spoon on the breast. Okay, I'll start with the wooden spoon, because it's right next to me. Okay. So that was... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, 5 questions. So that's 25. Oh my god. Okay, so 25. I can't do half of one. So. Okay, 10, 10. That's 20, 20, 20. Alright, now. Fuck. No, wait. God, I am so spacey. I'm fucking up on simple math. God damn it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, 5. So it's 25 on the feet, 25 on the breast. Okay. So I'll do... You know what? Fuck it. I'll do 15 on each. I'm gonna give you some extra. Because I like to round up. So I'm gonna do 15 on each breast, 15 on each foot. Okay. Oh, here we go. Oh, that wasn't hard enough. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Oh, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Oh, yeah. My tits are gonna be bruised. Okay. And 15 on each foot with the bristle side. Now this is going to be very quiet, except for my sounds. Oh god. Ah! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Oh! 15! Holy shit! Holy shit! Oh! 1, 2, oh my god, that would hurt. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Ah, 15! Ah, sorry that I just screamed. Oh god, that was... Fuck. Okay. Moving on. This is from... Oh god. Oh God, agent, or it's AGENT. So I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm sorry, sweetie. But yeah, okay. Do you prefer sweet or savory? I like savory. I'm a burger girl. I love savory flavors. Oh, my breasts are just like warm and red and wow. Yeah, they're getting photographed. yeah. I like savory. I've always been a savory girl. Oh my God. Bottom of my feet are red. What is your favorite snack? Oh God. Favorite snack. Ooh. Oh, sorry, I'm just massaging my foot right now. Favorite snack. Oh, well, I have a horrible one. Like, just a terrible one. I mean, I like fruit, which is good. I like, okay, my favorite snack is bad. I like Nutella and pretzels, and it's horrible for you, and it's just like, it's the worst thing you could possibly eat, but it's tasty. So I don't have it that often. Next to that, actually, I think that's kind of my big one. That's the snack that I like, and I shouldn't eat it ever, but I do, and I have some today because it's my birthday. I was like, fuck it, I want pretzels and Nutella. So, yeah, it's bad. It's so bad. Favorite beverage. I kind of I have two. Water is one, and Diet Pepsi. I am a caffeine person. If I don't have my caffeine, I get migraine headaches. So I drink Diet Pepsi. I love Diet Pepsi. Mittens or gloves? I like fingerless gloves. Actually, what I really like are the fingerless gloves that have like the mitten piece that fit over them. So it's kind of like two in one. Besides that, I really like fingerless gloves. But if I don't have fingerless, then it's just gloves. I like gloves. Mittens are cute too, so hard. Favorite childhood cartoon? Ooh, I was a child of the 80s. We had bad cartoons back then. We didn't really get good cartoons until I was like preteen. And then it was all about Rugrats for me, which I still love Rugrats. Nickelodeon had some kick-ass cartoons back then. Rugrats, Hey Arnold. Hey Arnold calms me down. I love that one. It's got a muted killer and jazz music, and it's just awesome. And Hey Arnold was like the original hipster. So, but I think Rugrats was like the main one because I don't really remember cartoons at when I was really little. I think we had stuff like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and stuff like that. Excuse me, but yeah. So I think I'm gonna have to go with Rugrats. And then as I got older, teen years, it was Daria, which I have the entire series of Daria, so that is still a favorite of mine. What got you started on GWA? And what is the appeal for you? I was pointed in this direction by someone who used to post. He doesn't post on there anymore, but he still has, like, he has a Tumblr page and he's fucking awesome. He has a great voice. He's still one of my top favorites. Well, he's actually still my favorite person who records. But he kind of steered me in that direction. And then another member was very nicely encouraging about my voice and my recording, the first recording I did. And it just I'm an audio person. I apparently respond to the ASMR, and which I didn't even know that's what it was until recently. So I'm very big in the audio arousal thing. It's more so than visual. I'm all for audio. So that's the big appeal. And then I stick around, obviously, because I love the people. I love the feedback. The feedback is really good. So yeah. I'm so sorry about your Hitachi. So here's questions for potentially more spanks. Can I hug you? Aw, yeah, you can, sweetie. You can hug me. I love hugging. I'm a huge hugger. I really do love hugs. I love people who bear hug. I'm big on that. I know some guys who give like the biggest bear hugs. So I'm big for that. What color was your Hitachi? It's white, actually. It's pretty standard. Just the white one with like the blue on it. It says Magic Wand Original. Doesn't say Hitachi. That's odd. Maybe it's like a not. Oh, well, yeah. No, wait. Yeah, it does. No. Wait, no? Oh, I don't know. But it's white. White and blue. Anyway, I can cheer you up. Do you want more spanks? I love spanks. I love that you just threw in questions that'll make me spank. It's awesome. You're great. Do you want pancakes with sprinkles on the side? I love pancakes, actually. I love pancakes, I love waffles, and you're just awesome. You're so awesome. Can I donate to the Stella's new Hitachi fund? Well, because this one is now in working condition currently, I will be able to make it to. Sorry, it just made like a weird rattly sound. It's gonna break on me again, and I'm hoping I make it through this whole recording before it does. I'll be able to get one, hopefully, this next week. Do you want maple syrup or ice cream with the pancakes and spanks? I love pancakes with syrup. So I will take syrup. Absolutely. What is your favorite outfit? It can be comfortable, it can be one where you feel very sexy, cute, etc. Simply your favorite. Okay, my favorite is actually, oh God, this is gonna sound so boring. What I feel the most comfortable in, I don't own anything that actually makes me feel sexy except for my underwear. I have very lacy, cute underwear that I wear underneath everything. But I don't own sexy clothes. So for me, like, my favorite outfit is just a pair of like little shorts that I wear in the summer, or in the winter it's I have a pair of night pants that I love. They're like long and they kind of, so it's actually the night pants. So the shorts, like, that's summertime thing, but I have night pants that are really soft, and they sit really low on my hips because I tend to wear them low on my hips. So they kind of like just pull around my ankles. And they're men style night pants, and they're just really comfy. That I have a gray tank top, which is falling apart, unfortunately, and I haven't been able to find one that is the same to replace it. With my favorite gray sports bra, which is just really super comfy if I wear a bra at all, which I don't tend to when I'm home. And then I have this old, ratty, falling apart cotton sweater that I have had for years. Way too long, and I just had a button pop off of it the other day, because it didn't pop off, it actually, the material ripped around it. It has holes all through it, and it's really oversized, and I should get rid of it, but I haven't found one to replace it with, and it's so soft, and I can't bring myself to replace it. So I end up looking, I mean, none of it, I can't say that I look, like, grubby in it, because there are no stains. And besides, like, the holes in the sweaters, which you really can't see very much because it's a black sweater. And the pants are dark, 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 almost black blue. The sweater is gray. The sports bra is gray. It's very muted color. It just looks really comfy. And I live in that in the winter. So I think that's my favorite. Yeah. That's really it. Or, some skinny jeans, which I do have, although I don't have the body for skinny jeans, but they're still comfy. skinny jeans and like a tank top and my like plaid shirt or sweater or whatever. I have a very oversized light cream colored Feed sweater from Target that's really comfy and looks pretty good. So yeah. And I don't have anything that makes me feel sexy or cute. So yeah. What is your all-time favorite movie? Rear Window. Definitely Rear Window. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, I love that movie. Raymond Burr. He's awesome. Jimmy Stewart, Grace Kelly. Oh, just the perfect movie. If you haven't seen it, watch it. It's great. Favorite song. Gosh. My favorite song changes from day to day, actually, because I'm a huge music person. I have a huge collection of music. My Spotify is just like I have way too many playlists. I think currently, what is my current one? Currently, I have two. Future Starts Slow by The Kills, which I love. What is the other one called? Black Sands by Bonobo. Really good song. I think those are my favorites right now. I don't really think I have an all-time favorite though, because like I said, it changes constantly. Okay. When you want to relax, what do you like to do besides bringing yourself to multiple lovely orgasms? I like to read. I like to read a lot. Read, listen to music, paint, write, draw, try and play the guitar, watch movies. I do a lot of things to relax, but I think the main thing is read. I'm a huge, huge, huge reader. I currently am reading probably a couple hundred books at once, and I remember everything I read. So yeah, that's my big thing. Would you slap your pussy once during all the spanks? Hell yeah, I'll slap it more than once. Trust me. Since it's your birthday soon, well, it's my birthday now, what is your ideal way of celebrating your birthday? Exactly what I am doing right now. This is a fantastic way of celebrating. On top of that, I actually have plans for today. Not a lot of plans. My mother is making me lemon cake cookies. And she is just an epic baker. And they are going to be like the greatest thing ever. So I'm going to get some of those. I'm having like pizza bread for dinner. I'm gonna watch Only Lovers Left Alive or the rest of it. I'll probably start from the beginning again. The Amazing Spider-Man 2, which came in yesterday. And I'm just gonna chill and recover from all the spankings that I have taken because obviously I can't feel my ass right now. Do you like trains? I love trains. I actually do. I love the way they sound, especially in the middle of the night when it's like nights when it's foggy. They have that eerie thing to them, that eerie quality. Beyond that, I have actually taken a train ride before. And I enjoyed it thoroughly and want to do that again sometime soon, hopefully. I love being on trains. It's very soothing, and I hate to fly, so trains. Yeah, trains are it. What is the tattoo on your shoulder? It is a. It's supposed to be. It's the bluebird of happiness. They're very traditional tattoos. I have one on each shoulder, and they're just shaded because I like tattoos that are black or shaded. And they're actually the last tattoos that my dad ever did before he retired. So I love them. They're lovely. They're favorites of mine. Okay, so, and you have said I can use whatever I want. And there are so many questions. Holy shit. Okay. Let's see. If I do 10 each, that is going to be. One, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. That's 200. That's 200 spanks. Okay, I'm gonna split them up. I'm gonna do 50 on my ass, 50 on my thighs, 50 on my breasts, and then 50 more on my ass. But I'll split them up. Okay. And I'm going to restart the DVD that, or the Blu-ray that I have on playing in the back that you can't hear because it's muted. I am watching disc 3 of season 2 of Persons of Interest. I'm not watching it, but it's on in the background. There's something very calming about that show. Okay, so I'm going to use... I like the Riding Crop a lot. But... I have something that I haven't used. And I think I will. We'll see. That might, I might use something different. But, okay. I'm going to use the Riding Crop first on my thighs. Oh, God. Okay, so that's going to be 25 on each side. Okay. Oh, that felt good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. No, that didn't count. 11, 12. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 38, no, 38, 39, 40, oh. 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50. Oh, hopefully I didn't damage eardrums because I just realized that that was probably insanely loud. Oh my God. Huh. Okay. It's 50 of those. Okay. Oh, I'm going to do 50 on one, or 25 on 1S. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, oh, 11, oh, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, oh! Huh. Oh. Okay, okay. Woo. Oh, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, the breasts. So I'm gonna have to use the other hand. Okay. Oh God. I might have to do more on the breast. That felt good. Oh, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50. Okay, I'm gonna try and use something different. I have a ruler, so I'm gonna, like, lay down. Put my legs up in the air and attempt to do this. This is gonna be difficult. Okay, oh shit. I can hit harder than that. Okay, let's take this. Oh, fuck. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Good. Okay. Okay. Again, I'm gonna stop there and record the next one. Ooh, that was fun.